I'm Dan Clefstad. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration says it's not looking at implementing COVID mitigations, at least in the form they took during the fall and winter second wave of the virus. Hannah Meisel has more.
An uptick in COVID metrics over the last month has kept Illinois from expanding capacity limits for businesses and gatherings. In fact, rising positivity rates and hospitalizations in some regions are high enough that they would trigger additional restrictions under rules laid out by Pritzker last summer. But a Pritzker spokeswoman says the administration is reevaluating its approach to mitigations, especially as the state nears a quarter of its population being fully vaccinated. And the governor this week says he's seeing signs of hope.
But we have seen a beginning of maybe a lessening of the rise of cases. I don't want to predict anything because this virus is unpredictable, but I think at least in the short term that seems to be good news.
Some of the highest COVID positivity rates in Illinois are in the Peoria area. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Illinois Republicans say their proposals to address ethics reform aren't being allowed to see the light of day. State Representative David Welter of Morris says Democratic leaders have not upheld their promise to work with Republicans to address changes in ethics laws. This comes after a sprawling federal corruption investigation ensnared multiple lawmakers and led to the forced resignation of longtime House Speaker Mike Madigan. Welter said many of these GOP-backed proposals are being stalled in committee.
I think there's some priorities of members on the Republican Party that, yes, they have made it out. But when you look at the substantive nature of these bills that have come out of committee, I mean, they're not allowing Republicans to get actual bills that are substantive.
Welter and other Republicans say they've made good faith efforts to compromise on proposals like banning lawmakers from serving as lobbyists and allowing for citizen-led recall petitions. But their proposals are still being ignored. Unemployment is down slightly in Illinois. The State Department of Employment Security says the jobless rate decreased to 7.1% last month. Non-farm payrolls were up 32,000 jobs in March, based on preliminary federal data. Last month, job gains were seen in leisure and hospitality, also construction. The largest declines were in government sector jobs. Despite the gains, Deputy Governor Dan Hines says more work is needed to recover from the effects of COVID-19. The state's unemployment rate was just over a point higher than the national rate reported for March. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. The World Shooting and Recreational Complex in Sparta will once again host the Grand American World Trap Shooting Championships this summer. The Amateur Trap Shooting Association made the announcement on its website yesterday. The announcement says the Illinois Department of Natural Resources officially authorized the use of the World Shooting Complex for not only the Grand American in August, but also the 2021 U.S. Open in June. The complex in Sparta did not host the Grand American in 2020 because of Illinois' concerns with large gatherings at that point of the COVID-19 pandemic. Thousands of competitors from around the world compete at the event. A second varsity high school football game in Southern Illinois has fallen victim to the pandemic. Tonight's scheduled game between Carterville and Heron has been canceled after COVID-19 exposures were identified in the Heron football program. Heron High School has also canceled its remaining freshman-sophomore season. Illinois public school students would be taught about the dangers of sexting under legislation passed by the House. Rockford Representative Maurice West is sponsoring the bill and says it applies to 6th through 12th grades.
Only for the schools who have sex education courses, they're asked to have an age-appropriate discussion on this topic so that our students understand the repercussions and the consequences to sexting.
West says sexting has become a bigger problem during the pandemic, with students learning remotely and having more time on their hands. The bill now will go to the Senate. For WSIU, I'm Leah Lerner. Good morning.